Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX.
As you heard at the beginning of the show, the rather sloppy opening, it is International Kissing Day, so give somebody a sloppy kiss this morning. I don't know why that's not on Valentine's Day. Why would it just be randomly July 6th? I don't know. It is a Tuesday, not a Monday. I was just kidding you. Then I corrected, and then maybe you didn't catch it. You only hear half of what is said. I get that. Anyway, it is a Tuesday after the long holiday weekend. It's also National Air Traffic Controller Day. You'd say big deal, but my brother-in-law, is that what I call him? No, my cousin-in-law, yeah, to Syracuse International Airport. He's actually an air traffic controller. That's what he does for a living. National Fried Chicken Day. Again, why this time of the year? I don't know. And it's National Hand Roll Day. I didn't even know what it was. It's kind of like sushi, only bigger. You don't need the chopsticks. There you have it. It is a Tuesday, July 6th. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. Is it back to the grind today? I think it is for most people. Some people enjoyed that long holiday weekend. We talked about it on Friday when people leave work and they say, hey, have a nice holiday. And you're thinking, what the hell? It's only Thursday. But then they take Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then they have Monday. No, I didn't have that luck. I was here for you Friday. We had a great time. And then Friday night and Saturday night at Spyglass Ridge Winery, two-show weekend. Wow. Blackjack and Symphony with the Pink Floyd show on Friday night. Excellent. After a long rain delay. And Saturday, BJS regroups, gets a few new members. They swap them out, whatever. First show members move on to next show. It's still Blackjack and Symphony, and it was Mark Martel at the mic. And the Queen show, Bohemian Rhapsody. Incredible as well. So Sunday, I said, well, let's just lay low. That turned into Monday as well. I didn't do any traveling. I was going to yesterday, but stinking hot. Now, I know what you're saying. You know, you people that complain about the heat, get out of the kitchen or whatever. No, you people complaining about the heat will be complaining about the cold in the winter, not this guy. I'll take cooler temperatures any day. Today's high 97. Are you kidding me? Another scorcher on the way, but a great weekend overall. Even when it, you know, you had those quick downpour showers, then they went away. Same thing with Pine Otter Days going on in Nori. Hang in there, guys. Sometimes you get a little rain, sometimes you don't. That's like a tradition at Pine Otter Days. We're talking about that the other day. It's not as bad as the Bloom Fair, where usually it doesn't rain all summer except the Bloom Fair, and it rains all week. You know, it's not that bad for Pine Otter Days, but they usually get a little soaking here and there. Look for us, all three SBC media stations there. It's pretty cool. Eagle 107 loves Pine Otter Days. They did it for years and years. Now the Valley 100.9 and 94KX there as well. Pretty cool. Hope you had a great weekend. The late show, the late night TV show guys had the entire week off. That must be nice. So we don't have any late night audio coming up for you. But we will talk about Joey Chestnut. He did it again. And we will talk about fireworks displays that were unintentional. Yeah, I guess we could call that. It's Morgan in the Morning. Stay with us. 94KX.
94.1.
Come on.
Hey.
WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning. Allie's got the news, sports, weather. She's doing everything this morning. Everybody's on vacation this week. I feel like every room I look in is dark. So what's going on? Anyway, I hope Mark enjoys his vacation. Rob, the sports center, one of the hardest working guys. He does it all in the morning. So what do? We let them both take vacation, and we give it all to Allie. Here, Allie, take this. Good luck with it. It's a big load, but you can do it. Speaking of that, the biggest load himself, Joey Chestnut, did it again yesterday. The Nathan's famous 4th of July international hot dog eating contest yet again. Joey does it yet again, but yet again, another record. 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Your Uncle Larry almost did that on your back porch, didn't he? Yeah. He didn't quite get there because you ran out of hot dogs. Who can eat 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes? Well, obviously, Joey Chestnut can. It's that easy.
Momentum. How did they help you today?
Oh, it felt great. They were chanting, and I started slowing down that minute six, and they kept pushing me. They didn't give up on me, and thank you.
Crowd loves him. They kept pushing him to go for the world record. No, the crowd doesn't love you, buddy. They want to see you explode. It's just a matter of time. What do we do next year? Go for 80 hot dogs? People, it's like going to a hockey game. You love hockey, but you want to see a fight. Going to a NASCAR race. Wow, look at how fast those cars go. Wow, I hope they crash. Everybody wants to see Joey Chestnut explode. Just admit it. Has a human being ever exploded besides a Monty Python movie? It's just a mint. No, congratulations, Joey. 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Will he ever get beaten by anyone? I don't know. Who's training for this? Who's getting ready? Who's the next generation? And for that much, is he the GOAT of hot dog eating or eating anything? We should call him the GOAT of bloat? Yes. Perfect. The Ali Stevens Show coming up next, otherwise known as News, Sports, and AccuWeather. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
94KX.
Today's show is brought to you by Illegal Fireworks. Responsible for a lot of guys with the nickname Stubby.
Quite a few incidents, maybe a few in your neighborhood over the weekend. I'll admit, when I was a kid, I liked bottle rockets and all that stuff that went up and boomed. And as I got older, I just kind of got away from it. And well, there was that one rocket that misfired and went into Earl's yard and blew up shortly before going into his pool. That kind of ended fireworks in South Wilkesbury, where I grew up. At least our fireworks ended. But it seems like, or is it just me getting older? Does it get worse every year? Like, you hear your neighbors, like, laughing and blowing stuff up. It's like, is that really what the 4th of July is? I must be missing something. I don't know. And then people posting on Facebook about their dogs and their pets getting all upset. I understand that. I talked about this briefly on Friday, if you were with us. I worry also about our veterans suffering from post-traumatic situations. They may have occurred in the Middle East. I worry about those guys, too, because those loud booms bring back some pretty bad memories. So why do we have to have this? Well, maybe legal fireworks displays are okay because they're still beautiful. If you like to stand on the riverbank and look up and go, ooh, ah. But it's the illegal stuff that I worry about. In Toledo, Ohio, Sunday night, an entire U-Haul truck exploded. Listen to this. The entire truck went up at once. A lot of people videoed it, thus I have this audio. But, you know, there were people that said some teenagers were seen lighting the back of the truck on fire, starting a small fire at the back of the truck because they knew it was loaded with fireworks. Are you kidding me, people? Come on now. Unbelievable. Four people were injured in that, by the way, by flying debris. Yeah, you see, when a truck blows up, there's going to be debris. You people need to stop watching, like, Fast and Furious movies where the person is running in front of something that explodes, and they never once get hit with debris because it really happens. An entire U-Haul truck full of fireworks. Toledo, Ohio. Boom. Injuries. Terrible. There was another event. It was Ocean City, Maryland, in the entire fireworks display was destroyed, so there were no fireworks. If you were vacationing over the weekend in OC, MD, and you didn't see any fireworks, that's the reason why. We'll talk about that later. But you know what? Stupidity just keeps getting larger. We could say be careful all we want. We could lay down all the local laws we want. And it doesn't matter. Stupid always wins. Or does it? Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. I'm a sucker for you. The sound of the annual 4th of July fireworks at Ocean City, Maryland. Except it happened Sunday morning, so there were no 4th of July fireworks on the 4th of July night. Again, something happened at the fireworks site, accidentally detonating the entire display at once. So if you're at OCMD over the weekend and there you were on your balcony of your timeshare or hotel. Maybe you're on the beach looking up toward the sky and nothing happened at dusk. It's because it all blew up in the early hours of the morning. Unbelievable. There were injuries there as well. Staff workers that work for the firework company. So whether they're illegal or legal, they're still dangerous. And there were still accidents. The holiday is over. I've got all 10 fingers. I'm a happy man. Morgan in the Morning. Allie's coming up with news, sports, AccuWeather, and whatever else she wants to do. It's all here. Are the Quarantunes back with a new song? My recording group that hangs in my studio late at night and drinks all my booze. Well, no. They're not exactly the Quarantunes anymore because they want to change their name. They haven't come up with a new name, but they've got a lot of new material. Stay with us. It's coming up next. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
94KX.
All right, they're back. My studio band that I named over a year ago, naming them the Quarantunes, but the quarantining and the pandemic hopefully is behind us. But we have so much to look forward to. The boys in the band still didn't come up with a new name, but they're looking at, rather than a name, a shape. Are you in good shape for beach weather? I mean, all of a sudden, it's time to go on vacation and you look at yourself, whether it was the pandemic or not, and you think, I don't think my bathing suit's going to fit me. Are you down with the shape of you?
Mickey D's isn't the best place to lose weight for the summer, so you go for a run.
Run!
Just you and your sneakers on a long road. Try to convince yourself this'll be fun.
No, no, no.
You turn your first corner and out of nowhere, looks like a new donut shop has popped up.
Hey, hey!
Put your hands on the window and all you can say is, this is going to be harder than I thought. Oh, you know you want it bad. And freaking out everybody. Come on now, why do you need this to be happy? Come on, just breathe, say hey. Let's not think too much. It's just one donut and you only live once. YOLO till the day I die. Say YOLO till the day I die. Mm-hmm. Just how out of shape are you? Look in the mirror, do you like the view? Even though you know what to do, you continue to ruin your body. And every night it's like falling into a bit of darkness and healthy food. Every single day you find something brand new. Just how out of shape are you? Why, oh, why, oh, why, hungry? I really hate my body. Why, oh, why, oh, why, hungry? I really hate my body. Why, oh, why, oh, why, hungry? I really hate my body. Every single day you eat some new junk food. Just how out of shape are you?
A little bit. Thanks, guys. I'm just a little bit out of shape. My weight goes up and down constantly. I don't know if it's my type of diabetes or is it just that I'm getting old? Is my immune system breaking down? Is my metabolism crashing? I don't know. But what shape are you in? Whatever shape you're in, go to the beach. Sport the bathing suit. Be proud of what you are. The shape of you is you. It's what's in the inside that counts. How about that? No late night sound bites this week again. All the late night TV guys have off, so we won't check in that. But birthday buddies are coming up. There's hardly anybody in the building right now. Can I steal a volunteer to do birthday buddies with me? Maybe Lynn Hall. Haven't seen her. Don't know if she's here. Mark is on vacation. Sports Center is on vacation. Everybody's on vacation but me. We'll see if we can get some help. Oh, by the way, if I could find Lynn Hall, if I can't today, that's one thing. But tomorrow's her birthday. Wouldn't it be great to pull her in here, make her a birthday buddy? I think so. Morgan in the Morning, stay with us. 94KX.
The best songs on the radio.
Why would you play a song called Hymn for the Weekend on a Tuesday? I don't know. I just don't know. But nonetheless, there it is. Coldplay. Morgan in the Morning. Everybody else in the world has the day off. What the heck are you doing here?
Oh, I love being here. I live here. You know that.
I know. I couldn't find you this morning, so I assumed you were with Mark Lawrence and Rob the Sports Center.
No. Nope. Nope. I stay here. I cannot vacation at home. I get bored. I do. I can't. I just can't do it.
All right.
Right. Can't do it.
Well, I'm glad you're here because other than me, it's the Ali Stevens show.
Yes.
She is doing everything.
She's done quite a lot this morning for everyone.
I saw her slip into her track shoes at about 5:30 this morning.
She was making danishes when I got here.
She does everything.
Everything.
And I don't know if she was necessarily told she'd be doing everything, but
It's okay. And we're very glad that she does.
WKOK News Talk, all the news, all the sports, all the weather for every station. She is running down the dream this morning. Anyway, musical birthdays, there aren't any.
Like, oh,
maybe, maybe they have vacation days, too.
Yeah.
I checked musical birthdays on the computer. Only one came up. 50 Cent is 46 today.
Oh, okay.
So does that make him 46 Cent? I guess.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
But nothing.
Good question.
Nothing going on, like musical-wise. Hmm. So we can't sing, we can't
dance.
Depressing. I guess we just start this thing here. There it is. You know the music. Are you excited after a big holiday weekend?
Oh, yeah.
You got a lot of energy?
No, but I'm still excited anyway, I think.
It's time for...
Birthday Buddies.
Oh, man, that was exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
You're a lifesaver. Happy birthday to Krista Kiefer today. She's from Sunbury. She's 44 years old. Crystal Zimmerman from Beaver Springs is the Nifty 50. Happy birthday to Donna Lynn Snyder from Sunbury. She's 53. Gerald Shignoski is 39 today. Happy birthday, Gerald. Jack Hamilton from Sunbury, 42. Jennifer Smeltz from Herndon, 38 today. Joanna Miller from Ashland is 29. Uniata Underkoffler, I'm kidding. It's Juanita.
Okay.
You know how we get confused when the counting comes up?
Yeah.
Juanita Underkoffler from Sealands Grove is 63. Kara Green from Sunbury, 38 years old today. Happy birthday to Carissa Beaver is 38. She is from Northumberland. Wow, the list is long for a Tuesday.
Yeah, look at that.
Wow. Melvin Biter from Honeygrove, 42 years old today. Happy birthday to Nicole Reed, 47. Paulette Warner from Berrysburg is 58. Scott Segley from Cole Township, 58 years old. Scott Shimore is 57. Happy birthday. Stacy Laverio is 51 years old today. Happy birthday to Sue Buss. Or is it Buse? She's from Winfield. She's 57. Tabitha O'Halloran. Oh, Tabitha O'Halloran. Oh, she caught Irish. Oh. She's 37 today. Tracy Walter is 52. And happy birthday to Wendy Cook from Middleburg. She's 48 years old. Hey, if you got a birthday you want on the radio, your best bet would be calling the Ford Fun Line. It's toll free. We can talk. Call anytime before this time. We'll put your name on the list. You can try 94KX social media as well. That would be Facebook Messenger. And trust me, don't try to text Club because it never works.
It's a good idea, but...
Or you could try it, but you have to text the keyword birthday or we don't get it. Then you get mad at us and send us bad emails.
Come on now. We get hurt, you know.
Yes. Radio announcers have feelings, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah, yes. We're very sensitive, you know.
Thank you for noting our sensitivity. The Ali Stevens Show is next. That would be called News, Sports, and AccuWeather.
She does it all.
But each and every day, we try to do this. It's called...
Thursday Buddies.
Yeah.
Is that a little bit...
I like that. Very good.
It'll work eventually.
Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
It's 94KX.
Whew, wouldn't it be great to have Stone Temple Pilots at Spyglass? Cross your fingers. It could happen in September. Bush and STP? Wow. That would be great. We had a great weekend last weekend with Black Jacket Symphony, the Pink Floyd show on Friday, the Queen show with Mark Martel on Saturday. Whoa, it was just a lot of fun in the backyard at Spyglass Ridge all summer long with 94KX. What a great weekend overall, I think. You know, I hope nobody got hurt exploding things in your neighborhood. I hope everybody was calm and sat around and had a nice cookout. Pine Otter Day is still going on in Northumberland. That's always fun. It happened at a Walmart over the weekend. Walmart creeps me out, so I don't go. I really don't. But boy, I wish I was at the Walmart in Texas when someone started singing the national anthem. Someone started singing the Star Spangled Banner. A customer out loud. And by the time they were done, the entire store was singing along. Now that's incredible. Try it in your own neighborhood. I don't know. Try it at Pine Otter Days tonight if you're going in Northumberland. Try it at the community pool when you're there this afternoon. Try it in the library, although you're supposed to be quiet. I think we should do more things like this. Instead of posting up all the time on social media, whether you're red or blue or one side or the other, spreading the hate, I hate that. I'm not a hateful person, but as soon as I see hate of any kind on social media, I just don't go down the rabbit hole, Tom. Move it along. That's what I do. Hate is the very reason why I stopped doing social media for over a year. Till upper management told me to start again, so I did. So here I am. But randomly sing the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. Do it in a large group of people, people you don't even know. Okay, I'll give you a friend or two to go along with you or your family and see what happens. What happened in that Walmart in Texas was just unbelievable. One customer started singing, and by the time they were done, the whole store was singing along. That's pretty cool. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say...
And there it is.
4th of July is supposed to be fun. Until things get out of control. No. I'm not talking about fireworks injuring your Uncle Larry, who is drunk and now they call him Uncle Stubby. No. I'm not talking about your pets getting scared from fireworks. I'm talking about the woman who decided to join the parade. And she wasn't allowed. An elderly woman in Texas demanded she be in the 4th of July parade in her old beat-up tractor. Parade officials said no, so she tried to join anyway, floored the tractor, and tried to outrace the cops through the 4th of July parade. Well, this can't end well, right? No, of course it can't. Bystanders... videotape the whole thing. She crashed into a fence, thus endeth parade.
There's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
Her, Massey, and Ferguson are all in the clink right now. Why? What is up with this strange behavior? I don't know. The holidays bring out the worst of people? Maybe it's the heat wave that's gripping the nation. Today's high 97. Oof. We'll check the forecast coming up. Everybody stay cool. Any way you can. Stay cool. Weird activities in retail stores locally over the weekend. That terrible home invasion homicide in Mount Carmel Township. What is going on? Calm down, people. Let's take it easy. The holiday's over. Let's all try to enjoy the rest of summer safely, please. Allie's got the news. Allie's got the sports. Allie's got everything. Coming up next, it's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
94KX.
I'd love that song. I could hear that every 15 minutes. Check back with me in 12 weeks. I'll say I'm done with it. Coldplay and A Higher Power. Are you at work right now? Let us know. Go to our Facebook page. Seems like everybody in the world still has off. Did everybody take the same vacation week? I was kind of wondering. I feel like I'm in the middle of the pandemic again, and I'm the only one in the building. I'm walking up and down the hall. Hello? Anybody home today? Through the whole lockdown, all I had was Mark Lawrence and Rob the Sports Center. They're both off this week at the same time. I thought we had rules against that. So Mark's not here. Rob's not here. I don't have anybody to talk sports with because Rob's not here. Mark doesn't know anything about sports. But I love his sense of humor. He's like a twin brother from a different mother. So here I am all kind of by myself. I did see Lynn Hall for a little while. She may be doing mornings on Eagle 107. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm just here. So I posted up on Facebook, hey, am I alone in the world? Are you working today? If so, where? You guys are great. Kathy says, I worked all weekend long and I'm still working. She's out there at the Sunoco in Coltmont. Hey, Kathy, I hope you're listening. I appreciate your hard work. I'm sure your customers do too. Amy says she's working one of her many part-time jobs at the hotel because I can't find full-time at any of my jobs. Oh, that's sad. Good luck, Amy. Bobby says, Geisinger Shamokin. Okay. People got to work at the hospitals, right? Keith says, I'm off today. It's an off day. I wonder if he had off yesterday. I wonder if he was one of those people that took off, like, for eternity. You know, like, your company may have a rule that you can't take a week off, so you wait till a holiday shows up and you take, like, 5 days off in a row. That's pretty much a week, you know what I'm saying? Victoria says, just completed an 11-hour home health nursing shift. Bless you, Victoria, taking care of people in their homes. She's off now. She can go home, go to sleep. Amber says, Northumberland County 911. Amber, you're busy. But you know, that's one of those jobs that you hope you're not busy. But when you do get busy, you're definitely helping others. Way to go, Amber. Lisa says, Shamokin Dam, I do home health care. Okay, Lisa, keep working. See, I guess I'm not alone. There's lots of names on Facebook of people that are working today as well. Hey, if you're a mom and you named your daughter Alexa, do you feel bad about it now? I mean, Alexa is a great name. I coached a soccer team once where I think I had three Lexis on the team at the same time. There was Alexis, Alexa, and Lexi or something like that. I don't know, but, you know, now we have this smart speaker, and it makes life really, really difficult.
Alexa, sweetie, time to get ready to go.
Traffic to Ready Fit Go Healthy Food looks good. The fastest route takes about 28 minutes.
No, I'm talking to my daughter, Alexa, not you, Alexa.
Sorry, I couldn't understand, but I may have a few recommendations.
I don't need recommendations. It's time to go, and I need my daughter, Alexa, to wake up.
Did you mean play the song Wake Up? Here's Wake Up Alone by Amy Winehouse.
Okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm changing my daughter's name to Crystal.
Do you mean crystal meth? Methamphetamine is a strong stimulant that is highly addictive and toxic to neurons in the brain.
Unplugging you now.
This message is brought to you by Don't Name Your Daughter Alexa or Siri.
I don't know if you'd name your daughter Siri, but there are a lot of Alexas right here in Central PA. I know that. I have a friend who has a daughter, Abby, and her best friend's name is Alexa. So you know how kids are when Abby's friend Alexa comes over. They're constantly saying each other's names. And Alexa is constantly interfering. What made them name that smart speaker Alexa anyway? They should have given it like Obi-Wan Kenobi or something. R2-D2, CP-3O, something, some kind of name that isn't in everyday society. But no, they named it cute Alexa, and now your cute Alexa keeps interfering with the smart speaker. Wow. I don't have that problem. All three of my daughters are grown and gone. None of them were named Alexa. And I don't have a smart speaker yet because I'm too dumb to plug it in. There you have it. And there it is, right? Morgan in the morning, still to come, Tom's list of the day. Parenting is different now than it used to be. Are you the perfect parent? You might think you are, but trust me, you're not. Stay with us. Morgan in the morning, 94KX.
94KX.
What kind of parent are you? Are you a strict parent or are you the cool parent?
I want you to know, if you need anything, don't be shy, okay? There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Is there alcohol in this?
Oh, God, honey, no. What kind of mother do you think I am? Why, do you want a little bit? Because if you're going to drink, I'd rather you do it in the house.
Mean girls, right? Parenting is different than it used to be. Tom's top list of the day, 1,000 parents were interviewed, and half of them had children over 30 years old, and half of them had children under the age of 16. This goes way back, not even with kids older than 30. Now, my children, my daughters are all approaching 30. God, time flies. My youngest daughter will be 25 in just a couple of days. And the other will be 31. Wow, 25, 28, and 31, my three daughters. So I could relate to some of these older rules. Do you remember these? Number five, you have to behave, especially in public. My mom taught us that. All the little more gonzo kids who are allowed to act up at home, you know, get loud, play, rambunctious. Not in public, though. Number four, you have to sit down and eat dinner together as a family. We always did that, too. My good buddy Fran Bogovich taught me that when I had my own family. She said to me, sit them all down at the same table. It'll keep you together. God bless you, Fran. You're right. Anyway, number three, kids have to do chores. I had chores. My kids had chores. They all turned out okay. Number two, you don't always get what you want. I used to sing it, the Rolling Stones. You can't always get what you want. And my kids used to say, what? My parents are even stricter on that one. Christmas and your birthday. Don't ask for anything any other time of the year. And number one, respect your elders. Those were the rules a long time ago. Here's the top five now. Are you ready? Number five, parents, help them to identify their feelings and process them. I had hurt feelings in my butt thanks to my dad's belt. Anyway, number four, doing your best to connect with your kids. Try to be friends with your kids. Yeah, my dad wasn't my best buddy till I was 50 and he was 77. Number three, give your kids space to play and be silly. Well, that's kind of like behave in public and play and be silly at home. That rule's kind of there. Whatever. Number two, give them room to learn from their mistakes. Yeah, my dad taught me right away with a belt or a stick. Cut a switch, boy. You're going to the woodshed. But no, nowadays, I do agree with this one. Give them room to learn from their mistakes. Let them know they made a mistake. And number one, positive reinforcement instead of punishing them. No, I'm sorry. I'm old school. They still got to be punished. That's the way I feel. But yeah, give them some positive reinforcement. But still, that comes after you make them realize they made a mistake. Little lesson from Tom's old school, I guess, but comparing the old and the new. Which parent are you?
Just want you to know, if you need anything, don't be shy, okay? There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
No, you're not. News is next. Morgan in the morning, 94K. Morgan in the morning, Chad Evans is coming up next. I just saw him in the hall, so he's here. We have people here now. I was so scared at 5 o'clock. I was like, did we shut down and nobody told me? I don't know. So then I posted up on the 94KX Facebook page. Are you working today? If yes, let us know where. Just so I didn't feel alone in this world. And a lot of you did. Thank you for that. Yeah, Chad is on the way next. I saw him. Mark Stevens is in the house. He'll be here this afternoon. And I already saw Sam Tyler. She was just in here. So we do know that we have a lineup for you. So no matter where you work, we've got the music for you. Have a good day, everybody.